What's up, guys? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devotional, and we are in Genesis. We are studying Jacob, the fathers, and we are on the point where Jacob is leaving. We said he's actually leaving. It took a little bit of time, and finally he got the message. God told him to go, and so he got up, rose, and now it's time to leave. So if you haven't checked out Genesis 31:17-21, stop the tape, go ahead and check it out, see what it has to say, and then come back and we'll discuss the four questions. If you've already read it, let's go ahead and dive in. What is Genesis 31:17-21 saying? What's the what's actually going on in the scripture? It says that Jacob put his kids on some camels, put his wife on some camels, man. And they getting ready to take off, man. They're getting ready to leave. It's time to go. And it says that he's ready to go back to the land of Canaan where his father is. And then it says that he took all of his stuff whenever it came time for Laban to go and give haircuts to all of the sheep. He had to shear the sheep. And so as they go and shear the sheep, that's when they take off. I read a little bit about shearing sheep. It said that this is a huge task, that it takes many men to be able to do it in many days. This is ample time for Jacob to make his great escape. But as he leaves, it says that Rachel goes and steals her father's idols. And then after that, it says that Jacob steals the heart of Laban. And it's because he leaves in secret and didn't tell him that he was leaving. And then it says that he goes and he sets his face to Gilead or Galeed. And I don't think that the English translation says it steals the heart. I think that's a euphemism in Hebrew where he steals the heart of Laban. I think it means that it says he deceived Laban, or that he maybe tricked. But I think deceived is what it is, because he didn't tell Laban that he was leaving. But in the Hebrew, it's so sad because I feel like it's more poignant. Says he stole the heart of Laban because he took his daughters and his grandkids and he left. So what is this scripture saying about God? Well, I think first off, we got to see the faithfulness of God is because, I mean, in every chapter that we've been reading and just talking about the returning of Jacob to his land and he's going back there. And before, I believe in the last episode, we talked about how he said he will be with him. And so this is just God being faithful to the promise that he promised Jacob at Bethel. What is this saying about man? I think this could be a thing about vengefulness on behalf of Rachel, that people are vengeful, man, and that we act out of foolishness sometimes and retribution and anger. And the reason I say this is because those idols have a certain meaning. They have a certain standing. Sometimes it's believed that the idols that she stole was like a representative of the power and the inheritance in the house. And so when Rachel was stealing that, she was essentially saying that Jacob is the one to inherit all that Laban has to have. Now, I don't know how much so that this could be, because he's leaving and he's not coming back, so he's not going to inherit anything. But I think it might just be a symbol for Rachel of the inheritance that she was supposed to get from her father, but is now, you know, she's putting it in her own hands and she's giving it to her husband, Jacob. It can also mean just the wealth that these idols were made of. Most times, oftentimes, they were may have been wood, built by wood or something, but they were cast in silver or gold or some precious metal. And so she was actually taking these idols as an actual inheritance. and not a representative of the inheritance that was supposed to go to her, but actually as the money that she was supposed to have because of her dowry or wedding payment that she talked about earlier. Her and Leah was like, man, we leaving because we ain't getting that. And so because of the anger that she had and the resentment towards her husband, man, she stole that stuff. And so I think that might be something about us as individuals, is that, man, we are resentful oftentimes and want to take from others. And we act out of anger. So how can we apply these truths, the faithfulness of God and the acting out of these things that we have towards others in anger, or someone acting out in anger towards us? Well, I think that when someone acts out against us, just take the time to see where they are at, the position that they're in, the situation and the shoes that they're wearing. So that way we don't act rashly, man, and bite back in a manner that may not be suitable. As Christians, I think that it's imperative for us to look in the eyes of others to see how they see. Now, we're not to stop to tell the truth and to tell them about the gospel and sin and all these things. But, man, we could see where they're coming from to show some empathy. That's one thing that Jesus did well, is that he knew where people were at. Now, he called them to repent. He called them to change. But he knew, I was going to say somehow, but he's just God. And then he came into the flesh to actually live a life, to live the life as a man the way that we live. So that not only did he know intellectually or because he knows all things, but he actually went through these things. And we're called to be like Jesus, right? And so let us indwell the way that others feel. So that way we can have a sense of how they're going through something that can cause them to act the way that they're acting towards us. Let's not just wig out, guys. Anyway, man, I appreciate you guys for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.